birthday song. Bar, presentation to you.
Mary dear, go ask. And I'll no longer bother thee. Oh, I dares not go ask my father, for he is at his couch of rest, and by his side a silver dagger to pierce the heart that I love best. Oh, Mary dear, go ask your mother if she might know when our wed may be. If she says no, pray come and tell me, and I'll no longer bother thee. Oh, I dares not go ask my mother, for she is bound to set us free, and by her side a sword and dagger to pierce the heart that I love best. Then will he snatch that silver dagger and pierced it through his aching heart. Farewell, farewell to father and mother. Farewell, farewell, we're now at rest. Then Mary snatched that blood-stained dagger and pierced it through her lily-white breast. Farewell, farewell to all true lovers. Farewell, farewell, we're now at rest.
Next song, sung by Peter Ellis-Hugh and George Battle, was collected from Petson Van Wagner, and it's called Lather and Shave.
Your tricks, don't shave anymore. Patty, he boosted right out of the door. You can
lather and shave all your friends till they're thick. Be jabber right soon or be shaved with a brick. Do lather and shave. One day as poor Patty was passing the door, a donkey set up with a terrible roar. A murder cry, Pat, you listen and be brave. He's given some poor devil the love of God's shame. With his lather and shame, with his lather and shame, and his grizzled dumb bum. With his lather and shame, with his lather and shame.
Here in the Catskills, many Irish immigrants starving in Ireland because of the potato famine came and worked in the tannery. We found a great deal of Irish music in the Catskills. And the song which you just heard, The Comic Side, and you'll hear now an Irish song which came from across the waters. Both of these songs were collected from George Edwards. George Edwards was a singer who sang at a number of our early folk festivals. And tonight, before you hear our campers in the hills of Glenshee, you're going to hear the voice of George Edwards in two verses of that song.
You all ready about this?
On a bright summer's morning, the day was adorning. Bright Phoebe arose and shone o'er the lea. She was bleaching her clothes all down by the river. She was feeding her flock on the hills of Glenshee.
Talking, sung by a group of Camp Woodland counselors.
Just how we're going to start. I think that maybe might be a good idea to start with a song and ask Grant Rogers to sing us a few songs. Grant? Grant? Oh, he's still tuning up. Okay, he's ready. Grant Rogers comes from Rock Rift on the west branch of the Delaware. They first made a reservoir out of the east branch, and now they're going to make a reservoir out of the west branch for New York City. So I guess Grant Rogers will have to move to the east branch of the Susquehanna. How about it?
He's coming to Phoenicia.
Oh, he's coming to Phoenicia. That's better. There won't be any more reservoirs around here. Okay.
In these days of indigestion, it is oftentimes a question of what to eat or what to leave alone. There are microbes and bacillus. They have different ways to kill us, and in time they always claim us for their own. There are germs of every kind in any food that you can find, in the market or upon the bill of fare. Drinking water's just as risky as this so-called deadly whiskey, and it's sometimes a mistake to breathe the air. For some little bug is sure to get you someday. Some little germ will creep in when he gets into your gizzard. If you lose him, you're a wizard, for some little germ is sure to find you someday. When cold storage vaults I visit, I can only say what is it makes poor mortals fill their system with such stuff. Now for breakfast, prunes are dandy, if a stomach pump is handy, or a doctor can be found quite soon enough. Eat a plate of fried pig's knuckles while the headstone cutter chuckles, and the gravedigger makes a note upon his cuff. Eat that lovely red bologna, and you'll wear a wood kimono while your relatives start scrapping about your stuff. For some little bug is sure to find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. Eat that sauce, they call it chili. On your breast they'll place a lily. For some little germ is sure to get you someday.
You know, here a minute ago, I don't know which one, but a group of some of the young ones wanted me to do this Bessie the Heifer. You remember we done it last year?
My daddy bought me a little calf for a Christmas present once. I picked a little heifer because both of us was runts. She didn't seem to have much sense, but she grew up somehow. And as for giving milk, she's an educated cow. Oh, Bessie the heifer, the queen of all the cows, she gives more milk than any law allows. In the morning she is pasteurized, in the evening gives homogenized. Oh, Bessie the heifer, the queen of all the cows. I took her to the county fair to try and win a prize. She knew just what was going on, I could see it in her eyes. Though the contest made her nervous, she tried so hard to please. But when it come to milk, her all I got was cottage cheese. From Bessie the heifer, the queen of all the cows, she gives more milk than any law allows. In the morning she is pasteurized, in the evening gives homogenized. Oh, Bessie the heifer, the queen of all the cows. I planted me a tater patch to try and raise some dough, to spend a short vacation with some city folks I know. But no one here would milk my cow, no matter how I'd nag. So Pa took my vacation, leaving me to hold the bag. With Bessie the heifer, the queen of all the cows, she gives more milk than any law allows. In the morning she is pasteurized, in the evening gives homogenized. Oh, Bessie the heifer, the queen of all the cows.
I don't know whether the audience wants it or not, but I'd like to hear you sing one of those railroad songs. You know.
You have an idea which one is?
No, the wreck.
One of the, oh, down by the railroad track.
That isn't a railroad song. But, look.
You want to do
Let's it face it, we'll have to have Down by the Railroad Track. You might as well have it now, Grant.
Down by the railroad track.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of careful, low down, you know, boy.
I had a girl named Annabelle. Well, she was in love with me. But for some cause, our family and I could not agree. Whenever I call down at her house, there's sure to be a fight. So every Wednesday night, we take a walk every Wednesday night. Down by the railroad track, down by the railroad track. I'd hold her hand and she'd hold mine down by the railroad track. Some people spoon in parlor chairs and some in forcey den. But Annabelle and I, we had to make some other plan. We could not use the parlor, and we had no Ford, you see. So every Wednesday night, you'd find Annabelle and me down by the railroad track, down by the railroad track. We we'd sit for hours and hours and hours down by the railroad track. I courted her for several months until one summer's day, but then her daddy found it out, there was the deuce to pay. He said, young man, come here to me, well, I want a word with you. And where do you think I found myself when finally I come to? Down with the railroad track, down with the railroad track, while the birds were singing merrily down with the railroad track. It seems that all the big events that happened in my life, like smoking my first cigarette, proposing to my wife, all happened in this self-same place. Sure is the jinx to me, but still there's troubles there each day. They call it heavenly. Down with the railroad track, down with the railroad track, well, that's where I lost my liberty, down with the railroad track. We're married now and settled down with children all our own. Across the door there hangs a sign that says, God bless our home. Both she and I take walks each night, but up and down the floor, to try and get the kids to sleep, we don't walk anymore. Down to the railroad track, down to the railroad track, well, I wonder who is there tonight, down to the railroad track. The other day our little girl says, Mama, tell me, do, if good girls go to heaven, do the bad girls go there too? Just good girls go to heaven, dear, the mother softly sighed. Then Mama, where do bad girls go? Annabelle replied, down to the railroad track, down to the railroad track, now run and play and don't you stray, down to the railroad track.
Neighbor, how are you on a Sunday afternoon? Sitting down with them, singing, talking, exchanging stories. That's the way we met the Robinson family, and we have had many enjoyable evenings and afternoons with Harry Robinson and his family, with the music, the old music that they enjoy. Tonight, I'd like to call on Harry and Vincent Robinson to perform for you as they have performed in some of those sessions for us.